The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. There is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. When I'm on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. That day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, it's not lawful for you to be carrying your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is this man who told you, 'Take it up and walk?'" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." So the man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did it on a Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. For these last 9 days, we've pondered with the church the meaning of baptism through various prophetic images ahead of time, as well as various applications thereafter that the church has made to help the elect prepare for baptism and to get us to renew our baptismal promises, which during the Easter Vigil or the Easter Sunday Mass throughout the Easter season is not meant to be a sterile rite, but to be an incredible celebration of our entering into Jesus' power, his resurrection, through that renewal. Today, Jesus comes up to this man, 38 years crippled, the pool of Bethesda, and asks him straight out, "Do you want to be made well?" We see how crippled this man was interiorly in his response to Jesus when he asked this question. It would kind of be like asking an infamished homeless man, "Would you like a sandwich?" Or a mom who was just given birth, "Would you like to hold your newborn?" Or a prisoner, "Would you like to receive a pardon?" His response should have been, "Yes! I absolutely want to be made well." But he was so interiorly crippled that he was perpetually in a self-pitying violin solo. "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water stirred up. While I'm on my way, someone else gets down there before me." He had so framed his life in victim status that even when Jesus was offering him his cure, he couldn't see Jesus. All he could see was his problem, his difficulty, his excuse. But Jesus came there to heal. He said, in words very similar to what he had said in Capernaum when the paralyzed man was dropped down literally on top of his head, according to St. Mark, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." And the man was totally cured. Later, Jesus, just like that paralyzed man in Capernaum, whose sins he forgave before he healed his paralysis. Jesus saw that there was a connection between the two in this man's life as well. Look, you are well, he says to him later. Do not sin anymore so that nothing worse may happen to you. But Jesus, at the time of our baptism and continuously in what flows from baptism, asks each of us, do you want to be made well? Do you want to really be healed? Do you want even your sins forgiven? Do you want a deep relationship with me, which is the answer to every difficulty? But we can't be too obsessed about our problems. We need to be prompt and say, yes, Lord, I do want to be made well. We need to be almost anticipating the question. We need to be coming to Jesus for what he desires to give, because he always will implant within us a seed for asking, just like this man was at the pool in that superstitious race to get in as soon as the wind started to blow the waters. But this process of healing is meant to be an ongoing one, that what happens in baptism is supposed to grow. That's why we have today's extraordinarily powerful first reading from Ezekiel, where we see the prophecy of baptism in that little trickle flowing from the eastern side of the temple, which is meant to point us to the blood and the water trickling from Jesus' open heart. We receive it on the day of our baptism, but we're meant to grow in the reality of the living water, not the water that's moved by the wind in the pool of Bethesda, but the living water who announced himself to the Samaritan woman. When we enter into that living water, Jesus wants us to enter more and more deeply into the healing that it brings. So you've got this image of 1,000 cubits by 1,000 cubits, which is 500 yards by 500 yards. First it's a trickle, then it's to the ankles, then it's to the knees, then it's to the waist, and then it's over one's head, and the only way to cross it is to enter fully into it. And it flows down into that 20-mile expanse called the Arabah between Mount Zion and the Dead Sea. And it brings life wherever it flows. For those of you who have not been to the Holy Land, there's something about that Judean desert, the Arabah. It is just sand. There's no place on earth like it. You know, there are flat deserts in other places, but just mountains of sand. The topography is unbelievable. And that's what Ezekiel saw in that area in which there was nothing but dirt. Everything started to grow because that's what the living water brings up. He heals in so many ways, and he brings life even to places like the Dead Sea. Do you wish to be healed? Do you wish to be made well? Today, Jesus wants to put himself into us as that spring of living water, so that we might rise with him, take up our mat, and walk in his footsteps all the way to where that stream flowing from his side is meant to direct us to the throne, with that lamb looking as if he has been slain, having his water flow down the central street of the celestial Jerusalem.